This is KERA News. I'm Gus Contreras. The city of Irving is hosting the Byron Nelson Golf Tournament one last time. After 35 years, the event is moving from the Four Seasons Resort in Las Colinas to South Dallas. And as I report, the city which once hosted the Dallas Cowboys is moving away from its sports identity. Earlier this week, golfers were arriving at the TPC Four Seasons Resort, and carts were whizzing past the tall bronze statue of Byron Nelson, the golfer who inspired the name of the tournament. John Britton is in charge of all the golf carts used for the Byron Nelson. He lives in Irving and has been a volunteer at the event for almost 20 years. He loves where the tournament is and doesn't want to see it go.
It's a big change for especially for myself. You know, I live less than 2 miles from the golf course. And I mean, when I first started coming out here, I used to ride my bike. And it just doesn't seem like it's the end. And it's a shame. It really is.
The tournament's moving to the Trinity Forest Golf Club, built on top of a landfill in South Dallas. It's designed to look like the natural landscape of North Texas. Tournament officials say they hope the new course attracts the top-ranked players in the world. But for folks like Britton, the move is just another change for his town.
You know, Irving lost the Cowboys years ago, and now they're losing this tournament. I don't know what else we're going to do. It just doesn't seem like it's going away.
Sports has been a part of the city's DNA since the Dallas Cowboys moved to Irving in 1971. The team's headquarters moved there in 1985. Now, the Cowboys play in Arlington, and the headquarters are in Frisco. Both cities handed out tax dollars to help pay for the new venues. Irving's adjusting to a life without high-profile sports. Maura Gast is executive director of Irving's Convention and Visitors Bureau. She's in charge of attracting businesses and visitors to the city.
Sports has always been there as a part of it, certainly with the Cowboys. It's who put, you know, kind of gave Irving an identity of its own. It was still assumed to be a suburb of Dallas. It was really, really, really different when we said goodbye to Texas Stadium. That was a very surreal Sunday morning. This is going to be a very surreal Sunday afternoon.
Guest says the city is putting its focus on the Irving Music Factory. It's an 8,000-seat entertainment venue that opens in August in Las Colinas. The complex will include restaurants and an Alamo Drafthouse movie theater. Comedians Trevor Noah and Dave Chappelle are headlining there in the fall. Guest says Irving's also working to improve public transit and attract corporate headquarters.
Less golfers, more normal business travelers. You know, we are where we are, kind of locked a little bit in the middle of the Metroplex. If we can't make it easy for people to get in and around us, it's going to be very hard to keep our workforce here. But we're working on filling it with other business because that's what we do all the time.
For both Britton and Guest, saying goodbye to the Byron Nelson and Irving isn't going to be easy on Sunday.
I'm going to be walking probably in the last three groups this year. It definitely will be an emotional day.
And I think I have to assume it's like an empty nester. It's, you know, we're very proud for them, very happy for them, but it is going to suck Sunday afternoon when that happens. I am just prepared to not have any makeup on it the rest of the night. But I'm going to be tearing up because it's their family.
The family isn't moving far, just 40 minutes away. Irving's not dwelling on the Byron Nelson moving on. They're too busy planning for the future. Gus Contreras, KERA News.